copy it exactly the right way, and Hebrew letters have to take up the right space on the page, there were some little letters that weren't as large as the other letters. And they had to type, they had to write those down with their pen. They had to make them littler. For instance, here at the top, there is a sheen. It looks like a tooth. That's in fact what it means, tooth. So you see that letter here at the top, on the top row. But then we went down that row and we circled for U and put a red arrow, a little sheen. That little sheen is not as big as this one. And there are some other letters that are smaller. And we circle them for you. And scribes, ever since the time of Esther, they've had to make those little letters littler. And they didn't know why. And then down here, there's a little sheen, a little ein. They don't know what this means until it happens. So, when you've all heard of the Bible code.
Yeah.
And Rips is his name. Dr. Eliyahu Rips. I have this article that I got years and years and years ago, Voice Behind the Word, and it tells how the computer is used to trace Bible's divine source. Now, you know that there through repetition and certain letters, counting certain letters, it has shown some secrets. Here is a secret. They finally found out what these letters mean, and actually they found it out some time ago. She said, I want the 10 sons of Haman in the future to be killed. When they...
So not the ones that were current?
No, not the current ones, but down the line somewhere, 10 sons of Haman to be killed. You've heard of, after World War II, the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah.
In the Nuremberg trials, there were 11 Nazi criminals that were to be executed. But one of them took a cyanide tablet and killed himself. So 10 are left. When those 10 who are left are hanged, it was October 16, 1946. These little letters in the Hebrew, these little letters right here, those little ones on that page, they spell out in the Hebrew dating system, October 1946. Of course, it's not going to be October. It's going to be whatever their name of the month is, 1946. So year after year, she said, let those be killed in the future. And right there where their names are in the Bible, lined up just exactly like this, it gives the date in these little letters when the 10 sons of Haman are going to be hanged in the future. And it was 1946, October, that they were hanged after the Nuremberg trials. Well, so those 10 are considered to be the 10 sons of Haman in the time of Hitler. And the very dates, another strange thing that happened.
So Hitler had that done?
Well, Hitler didn't have it done. We had, after the Nuremberg trials, we found Hitler's dead by this time. And in the Nuremberg trials, these Nazi war criminals are being tried because of the horrible things they did, taking the Jews to Auschwitz, doing all those things. So at the end of the Nuremberg trials, there are 10 Nazi war criminals to be hanged. When one of them goes to the gallows, his name is Julius Streicher, he shouts out, Purim. Purim is the date that years ago Haman was going to kill all the Jews, but the Jews ended up killing Haman. And then the king says to Esther, Esther, what do you want in the future? And she said that the 10 sons of Haman will be killed as they were today. In 1946, those 10 sons of Haman were killed, and the date was spelled out in the original Hebrew of the Bible. That just tells you that the Bible is absolutely truth. It has a divine source. Bless the Lord. So it is really something to know. And the Bible, in all of its depths, right on its surface, are great truths. But and we'll find out lots more of these in the future. But here we see how the exact date in the future, and she knew to ask for it. Remember, she put on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit told her, when he asked her, what more do you want? That the 10 sons of Haman will be killed in the future. God, who sits on the spoke of eternity and looks down on the hub of eternity and looks down all the spokes of time, he knew when those 10 sons were going to be hanged. And he put the date right in the Bible here for men to see. The Bible is a divine source. Yes. It is the Word of God. Holy men of old wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And so as we look at We're going to look in the upcoming days of Iran's future, and we're going to look at how Islam came there and what the book of Ezekiel says will happen as a result of all that. So, praise the Lord, you want to be with us as we look into those things. That little Jewish queen with the Holy Ghost on her, the whole nation was saved. And now Purim, every year they have a holiday in Israel. It's in February, and it's called Purim, and it was the date that that Haman had decided to kill all the Jews. And in the Bible it tells him, you do this, you celebrate this day every year. So every February the Jews dress all up, and they dress as Queen Esther. Some of the kids will dress, you know, even like Haman, and they read the whole book of Esther. And every time Haman's name is mentioned, they make boo, boo, and they make bad sounds, you know, and they celebrate that God delivered them then, and he delivered them even after Auschwitz, and he'll deliver them in the future. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Lord, isn't that awesome?
It's awesome.
Billy and I'll be right back.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.
As you look ahead to the future, keep your eyes on Jesus. Leave fear behind. Walk in faith and run the race that finishes in victory. These are times of destiny. Prophecy is being fulfilled. Thousands of people are coming to know Jesus. The Bible Prophecy Package helps give you understanding and puts the news headlines into perspective. Dr. Lester Sumrall's book, Jihad, The Holy War, The Destiny of Iran and the Muslim World, is a biblical look at the conflicts in the Middle East and its place in world history and current events. The Chumash is the Hebrew and English translation of the Torah and includes insights and revelations from the rabbinic commentary. Now is the time to join believers worldwide and pray, live in faith, share the gospel, and bring others into the kingdom during these end times. Get answers to your questions about what's going on in the world today by ordering the Bible Prophecy Package. This package contains a book by Lester Sumrall and the Chumash by Art Scrolls. Order your copy today for only $47.95 and enjoy a savings of 25%. Order by phone at 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org/tspecial. Gain clear understanding of why the world is struggling in its current condition. Order the Bible Prophecy Package today.
The safest place is to be in the will of God.
Amen.
If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life and Savior, you're not there yet. So if you want to have safety, security, protection, blessing, increase that comes from making Jesus the Lord of your life, and wisdom, just pray this prayer with me. Father, I receive the Lord Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now say what I said. Take my life. And do something with it.
Hallelujah.
I had no idea this would be it. Oh, isn't it wonderful to be in the will of God? Glory to God. That's all you have to do is just receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. He is the Savior. You know why that's true? Because he bore the curse for you.
Yes, so you don't have to do it.
He's the only one that was able to bear the curse for us, and he did it. And now we can be born over again, sin behind us, that bad spirit behind us. We're a new spirit in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. I don't care. I've ministered to people on death row that got born again, Billy.
Amen.
And they were changed and forgiven and blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be in prison today and you may be on death row, but you can be born over again. No devil can stop it and no man can stop it. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We have a free salvation package. It includes a book and two brochures. And we'd love to hear your testimony about how you came to the Lord. Let us know what God's done for you in your life. It's good. And other people. Testify to other people. And give God praise. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Billy and I'll see you again tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord.